Zeichen nicht was habe ich nur Jakob in Israel Pichas, Zeichen nicht was Daniel Shein, was ich schon fall. Okay, good morning everybody.
Good morning
everybody. Thank you for coming early today because of the scheduling. So I appreciate everyone coming to Bez Hashem tomorrow. We'll go back Bez Hashem to the regular time. So question, we're page 6, question 34, the tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. The Inyan of Munich and Frankfurt. Munich and Frankfurt, on page 12, Chasam Sofer writes that the MS Minhag Zeh Adai Nohu Be'eretz Achshonaz Miyamai Lo Shamanu Lo Inu Be'Frankfurt Demain Sheberchu Miyom Sheinu Ve'Elech Shum Bracha. They didn't make any Sheva Brachas after the first day and onward. Rapam Achas Berchu Besudas Shabbos Sheva Brachas Al Pir Rosh Godel Echad. There was a Suda of and Sheva Brachas they made one time Al Pir Rosh Godel Echad Loza Alav Kol Medina. Nearly also Godel Nami Lo Omru El B'Shabbos. It was, they allowed one time Shabbos Sheva Brachas. In other words, today, if a person gets married, they do every day. They have a Sheva Brachas every night. You know, the friends, the neighbors, they're always making a Sheva Brachas. But in Frankfurt, in Germany, they did it one time. Usually they did it just one day, day one, and that's it. And then he said, one Godel allowed one time Sheva Brachas on Shabbos. The Omro El B'Shabbos Lo Shaykh Arva Simcha. The Eim Haskir Churban Meis HaMikdash B'Shabbos of HaBachol Moide. So the question is, what is this all about, this minhag, not to have Sheva Brachas and only the first day and only maybe on Shabbos? So he writes here, he says on page 12 on the bottom right, Ela Shetam Zayinu Maspikli Imitam Arva Simcha Banu Lachor Zayin Me Mishta. In other words, if you're saying that the simcha is waning after the korban, so he says like this: Imitam arva simcha, the simcha is waning. Bano lakor zayin mesh nishtem kei laila rishon anami lo lema. Right, the first night after the wedding is already the second day. Ikar Simcha is the first day. So how do we even say the Sheva Brachas at the meal of the wedding? So, Imkein Leikim Hashem Samachta V'chagel. You don't have. That's why we allow to get married before Yontif. It's not a problem. Ain Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, because the Ikas Simcha is the first day, and that's before Yontif. So then he continues. He says, "Maishna Laila Rishonim Yom Beis." In other words, on Yom Beis they're not doing it, so then they shouldn't do it Laila Rishonim also. Because the Laila Rishonim means you get married in the afternoon, and then you have you continue the meal, and you can't hundred kushal aduch the mention of Laila Rishonim Yom Beis. The rokeach tal b'vilas mitzvah. The Rokeach has another different minhag, right? The Rokeach wrote the minhag was that they would have it before the Bilas Mitzvah. So if they would have the Bilas Mitzvah a couple of weeks later, that's when they would have Sheva Brachas. Right? That was the Rokeach here. Rokeach on page 11, on the paragraph Mikol Mokum. Shemani v'Rabbeinu b'yom sheni achar nesun v'gim lechol dogim shaldim over yochol v'chameheshi v'shemaz v'yom ha-simcha b'mona shuveinu nikra sudas mitzvah. Avo v'yishu also Mikol Mokum halchum kevin d'avar v'gim ar hashem leim ha-simcha b'mona. So he says, different about Minha Krakow, Shahar Bilas Mitzvah Poskim Lomar Shasimcha Vimono, after the Bilas Mitzvah. So, what is this all about? So he says, Nilan is the Halhausiv base mayor. So he says, what's the idea that you have, you may Simcha B'Psula more than Almana? Mishum Shatzricha Pitoit Fei Me Almana. In other words, he says that the Zayni Mei Mishter was a Takanas Kadmonim. And, you know, today, Bismanazah, we have a concept of Badam Basulim, that after the first Bia, the couple has to separate. If he breaks the hymen and she bleeds, after the, even though Meikar Halacha, really it should be Mutter, because that's not Damid neither. But if the first right, but Bisman of the Shas, Bisman of the Mishnah, Dam Besulim was a Kula, if you learn the Mishnah. Because it means that it wasn't real Dam neither, it was only Dam Besulim. Dam Besulim is really a Makkah. So they used to be able to be boil the whole week. Boil them al damasum, v'etzvicha pitoi kol zayin yom. So you had to put the woman in the mood to be together with the husband for the whole week. So memela, so they would have a suda the whole week, because they were going to be together the whole week. So that's how it all started. So even though today we don't have, you know, once there's Bilas Mitzvah, then they separate. So then really the concept of Zayin Yimei Mishta really shouldn't apply, but since it was Niskan, that's the way it was Niskan. So he says, but Meir, okay, Achachash, Masein Arbar, Ovo Kol Simcha. But then, when the time of the Rokeach, when the Simcha in Klal Yisrael was waning, so they were mevatel all the Zayin Nekiyim, because you don't really need it anymore, because the whole reason of the Zayin Nekiyim is only when they're going to be boiled Bilas Mitzvah. V'nichulay lishon afei Bilas Mitzvah tzrichim puitvei al-kopanim, b'osa alay lo ha'ikar. But they still kept the first night, because the first night is when the couple is going to be together, and therefore she needs to be put in the mood. So therefore you give her a suda, you know, to be in the mood for the Bilas Mitzvah. So therefore, even though the first night is really the second day already, if like somebody gets married today, the first night, tonight, is already day two. But since they're going to have the Bilas Mitzvah tonight, so therefore, even though it's day two, and the minhag was only on day one, but it's still before the Bilas Mitzvah. So Mimela, the cracker who the way minhagim livol miyad, palayla vishon of a lobashari mekomus. The kvar bolu Bilas Mitzvah b'leil beis kvi minhagim. Okay, then she shivachu gam shay, yeah. Shivachu lo meisi ramod divrei rokech, shem derov olam, Mivarchim Kol Zayin Kein Shem Nizman Kavul Bilas Mitzvah. So that was the how the where the minhag came from to have the. So it's a fascinating idea that he's having here. And then he says he found it in the Hafla. Who writes the same thing, that the Shas was talking about when they were boiled on Dam Besulim. So that's how it... So that was that's how the minhag developed. So that's why someone say that you Tafka shouldn't have a suda sheva brachas on Friday if they already were boiled bilas mitzvah from before. That's what the Sosa Shulchan says. So that's what he writes, Rav Gutman here is on page 31. The Sosa Shulchan says, Rav Chaim Noah, if they didn't be boiled the Bilas Mitzvah, they got married on Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday, whatever, they didn't have the Bilas Mitzvah yet, then they could have the Sudas Nisuin on Friday. But if they already be boiled the Bilas Mitzvah, so then there's not so much of a chiyuv to have the suit anymore. So then it's not considered a suit as a zman kavua. And the minhag in Frankfurt was they only made a sheva brachas on the first suda. So therefore he says that you shouldn't have Sheva Brachas on Erev Shabbos if you already had the Sheva Brachas before, which we all, in our weddings today, we always have it before. Because we have it at the meal, after the meal. That's the first, I'm not talking about the Sheva Brachas of the Chuppah, but the meal. And then we discussed Sudas Arison, that's question 35. We said Sudas Arison, you could do on, if you do the Arison on Friday, you could have the Suda on Friday. And you're allowed to do the Arison on Friday, we said the Magen Avraham, because Shemmi Yikad Menu Acher. Because maybe if you want to, we're afraid someone else will get her. So therefore, if you're ready to get married, so marry her, Shemmi Yikad Menu Acher. Okay, so that's. But if you didn't do it, the Sudas Eris, you didn't have the Erison on Friday, then you can't have the Suda on Friday. Because it's a Suda, it's not a Suda Regila. And it's not like a Bris Mila that it fell that day. But if he's Ma'aris that day, so then he is allowed to have the Suda that day, even if it's on a Friday. And he's allowed to be Ma'aris that day. He's, wait till Sunday. No, maybe if by Sunday she'll already be with someone else. This is an interesting type of situation. It's not usually the way people date today, that all of a sudden they're holding by marrying someone else, and then by tomorrow they're going to get someone else. It's not the way we do things today, but things were different then, of how, things worked how marriages were came about. And what about question number 36, Sudas Shiduchim, right? Sudas Shiduchim means when you get engaged. So in those days, they got engaged, there was a real tanoim. It's not like in some of the Hasidic circles they have that more. In the circles that you fellows are in, you get engaged and then you might invite some people to your house, but nothing, you're not filling out any documents at the engagement party. But then it's a shidduch. That means that they would make kinyanim and they would commit to, if they would back out, there would be a, So what's the story of making a shidduch on Friday? So if you got engaged on Friday, they want to have a thing for the shidduchim, I guess some type of suda. So let's see, that's brought down in the Magen Avraham. Tov Kuv Nun Aleph Sifkat Yud. Let's see, what page is that?
Page 7.
Correct, page 7, you got it. So it says here, Mutar Lasa Shidduchim. You can make a shidduch on even on Tisha B'Av. But he writes here that you can't make a suda. Obviously, here he's talking about. You know, the 9 days. Rosh Chodesh Aratainis. Hey, no, some Suda Seir Shana. Well, the Earth will have Suda Mutter. So he says, is to have a suda. So you can get engaged during the 9 days, but you shouldn't have a suda. But if you're just serving like some cakes and popcorn and something like that, then you can do that even on the 9 days. So that's what Rav Gutman writes, and therefore you should be able to do that even on Friday. If you have a suda shidduchim. So usually we don't have such a thing. I mean, again, in maybe in certain circles, and the circles that you fellas are going, you're not going to have such a thing. They're not going to have a suda for that. They're going to have, usually at a lechayim, you'll invite people, and they're not going to wash and have bread. They're going to just, people will come over, they'll have some cake, some schnapps, some soda. Then say Mazel Tov, then you go. So it's not a Suda. So that should be okay. Even on Friday, as Rav Gutman is saying here. It's not a Suda. Okay, 37. Teishayos HaMishnah Berurah B'inyan HaRachas Sudas Nesu'in Be'erv Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah, see what the Mishnah Berurah says in Reish Mem Tes, Sifkat and Tes. On page 22. Chiyu tov nachat meshul mitchas asud l'machar yomachar fil bius beis Shabbos. He says even if you got erusin on erev Shabbos, it's better not to have the suda on Friday. So technically you're allowed to if you did the Erusin that day, and you're allowed to do the Erusin that day. The same thing if you had it in the Suin. So the machlok is the Shartziyam quotes, the machlok is Babli and Yerushalmi, but you can have the suin on Friday. So he says you can have the suin on Friday. Then you can make a suda on Friday, even though the Yerushalmi says you can't have the suin on Friday. Because it's not Shaykh Shemi Kadmenu Akhir by the suin. Because by the suin means you already did the Erisin. So she's already committed to you. She would need a get out of that. And then we pointed out the Bani HaShulchan. Soon, so that was the question about whether if you have the Nesu'in before, can you do it on Friday, the Shavuot Brachas. So we said, some say you could do the whole week as Nisman, some say only the first day as Nisman. But the Bari HaShulchan says, that's the Rav Chaim Noah, that if you already had one Suda before, so you shouldn't make it on Friday. So bottom line is, we usually do have a Suda before. Say they get married on Wednesday, and now they want to, and it's a long Friday in the summer. So the friends want to make a Shavuot Brachas. So really, you shouldn't have it on Friday day. Even if you're having it in the morning, you're having a Shavuot Brachas. You shouldn't have on Friday. Once you have the Bari HaShulchan says. Because the Ikar Suda is one Suda. Even that was the old Minhag. So you shouldn't have it on Friday. You wait till Motzei Shabbos. For Shabbos itself, you can have. Question 39. Take the very poskim in Haracha Suda Shiduchim Erev Shabbos. So that we spoke about that already. That we did already. We just did it. It came that you can do Suda Shiduchim Erev Shabbos. You can do only if it's not a Suda. Right, mine besika, just like you do during the 9 days. Then question 40 was the sheet of the Ravid, according to the gears of the Mishnah, Magen Mishnah. That he says the, let's see. And the Rambam. Okay, let's get the Rambam here. So this is already packet Vav. Okay, 1 second. To the next packet already. I was looking at packet Hey, we have to look now on packet Vav. Packet Vav, the first page is the Rambam. He says that you can, the Rambam sheet is again, the whole day you can't have Suda Shein Regila, and in a Mincha L'Mala you can have a Suda, but Mitzvah Limana. Ravid says, Davka Sh'asu L'Gbo Min a Mincha L'Mala. So some learn that's Mincha Gedola. Mincha Gedola. Uba Mala. He should have a Suda. Because of arriving, Dafka should also go with a Mincha L'Mala. So that's, and the Magen Mishnah discusses it. Near the Lashon Rabbein Shasu, the Mishnah in the Nohag Bim Mitzachal, also Lassos Vav Shabbos, Chol Yom Chalal. First, Sudha Shadog Bam Chol Mitzvah Limana, Mitesha Shah Solomama. And he says that the rive is also the whole, even from Milcha Gedola and onward. So let's see more in the Aruch HaShulchan. He's going to explain this more. The Aruch HaShulchan he quotes the Rambam and Halacha Dalet, quotes the Magen Mishnah, and then let's see where he quotes the Ravid. Is the Ravid. Rosie, you see that where he quotes the Ravid in the Aruch HaShulchan? I think he quotes the Ravid that says from Chatzos on you shouldn't have a meal on Friday.
It's on page 6.
Page 6, yeah.
Just before where Zion starts, the part, just before it, a few lines above.
Okay. Yeah. Back to Imabal, the Gang of Yochal Suda Tarav Boko, the Rider also goes to the Achar Hatzos. So Achar Hatzos, you shouldn't be Kaver Suda.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
Is
there a
difference between
Chatzolah
and Milcha Gedolah for these purposes?
Yeah, I mean, technically Milcha Gedolah is a half an hour after Chatzos.
Right.
But more or less the same.
Okay, thank you.
So that's the Ravid Shita. Not to be Kaveh Suda from Mincha Gedola onward. And what's the source of the Ravid?
Is it possible he's comparing it to Korban Pesach, like the Isur there on Erev Pesach from Chatzos? Is that
you mean if you're saying like the Ran Shita?
Yeah.
That in the Mincha L'Malo Yochal is like the Ran. The Ran says Mincha Gedola, so he's choshesh for Mincha Gedola. And that would be even a regular meal. So that would mean, according to the Ravid, if you want to have a lunch, you want to wash, or have the tuna fish sandwich on Friday, according to the Ravid, you have to do it before Chatzos.
No. He's commenting on the Rambam's Uda Umishtei. be more makel than the Rambam. Rambam said the whole day, and the Rava is saying maybe from noontime.
Yeah, yeah, is that what he's saying?
I mean, that's the comment, what he's commenting on that Rambam.
Yeah, is that the pshat? Because sometimes it's difficult to tell because he writes v'chule, you know. So sometimes it can be on the v'chule.
Okay.
One second. But I hear what you're saying. One second. One second. Well, how you are this room? Yeah, so could be he's talking even a Suda, a regular Suda. Because when in Halach Vav, when the Aruch HaShulchan is quoting him, so that's not talking about Suda Gedola with the Mishnah, right?
Okay.
And to 41, Tein Divrei Aruch HaShulchan, right? And then we said, Tein Min Hagei HaChazanish VaStaitler. Right, so it's the minhag of the Chazanish and the Staitler. So on page 8, it says that the stipler said that the Chazanish would not wash after on Erev Shabbos, after Mincha Gedola. Only if it was Chol HaMoed. So I thought that this Chazanish was based on the Ravid. Not to wash, even in a regular meal. Not to have a tuna fish sandwich on an Erev Shabbos after Chatzel. So Igor did, we passed that's mutter, right? It's only if in a Mincha Ketanu Lamala. But the Ravid had the Girsa even Mincha Gedola. And then the Chazanish followed that Shita. So that was the and then it says that the Chazanish didn't even have a tafshil after from Mincha Gedola on. Like if something cooked, like the cooked chicken, cooked potatoes, just because so a tafshil is already a chashivas. It's a tafshil. You see that from in Hilchas Birchas Hanenin by Maisa Kedera means a Tav. Rav Abadi always tells me Maisa Kedera means a Tavshil. I mean rice. If it's cooked rice, you make a mazonis. But if it's not a Tavshil, then it's kosis a sachita, you make a dama. That's what Rav Abadi told me. He has this. His shita is, Rav Abadi's shita is, that all cold cereals is more pri adama. That's Rav Abadi holds. Even if you have Wheaties, wheat. No, but that's not a tafshil. It's kosis asachita. Kosis asachita is more pri adama. So by Cheerios, Rav Abadi holds, you make adama memanavshach, because he holds that oats is not chameshes mine dogen. And even if it was, it's not a tafshil. And that's his shita. That's what a maisa kedera. The Gemara says kosis asachita is bar pri adama, and maisa kedera is bar minei mizonos. So maisa kedera means it's a tafshil, but it's not a tafshil. So So he thinks that the correct practice, most people don't do this, but people see wheat, they make mazonos. But he says, no, just because it doesn't say wheat doesn't mean it's a mazonos. Wheat can be koisis sachitas, bar pri adama. So he holds that all cold cereals is bar pri adama. Because, and you see from that halacha, the tafshil gives a chashivas. So that's, you see in this din of the chazanish. He wouldn't eat a tafshil after chatzos. Because a tafshil is, it was cooked, and that gives it a chashivas. So you shouldn't have a chashivas after chatzos on Friday. So even if you want to have a cooked potato or a kveis, something like that, cooked chicken, cooked fish. So migra, then we hold as mutter, because it's not even a suda. It's But he was machmir. But I'm giving you a precedent in halacha where a tafshil, from what Rav Bari says, a tafshil that's ma'isa kedera. So ma'isa kedera is a chashivas. It elevates the bracha from bray pri adama to bray min mazonos. So that's so in all cold cereals, Rav Bari holds that's not a tafshil. So it all should be kosis as achita, kosis as aoris. Well, these things are only bari pri adama. Okay. Then question 43. Tein min hogei hadivrei chana inyan hanal. Divrei Chana Halberstam. Chana. See, that's a man's name, Chana. I don't know if you necessarily want to name your son that. That's Chana in Hasidic circles. It's a man's name. So he says. He says, "Bemes lo natalti es yodi l'sud the Erev Shabbos Kodesh miyom daiti om di al daiti." He says he never washed on Friday. As long as he can remember that he had a seichel. So when somebody asked him, invited him in, he said, "I don't." But the case was the. So he says, Rav Shlomo Lev Mitishin came in. Rabbeinu says, Kiveretz al litol as yadav. So then Rabbeinu Shlomo Lev Mitishin said he didn't wash. But he said, since you're asking me to wash, you're inviting me to wash, I'll mitzvah l'shmo divrei chacham. But really, I don't wash on Fridays. But you see the amount of zahiris that people had in the. Then the Rav Salvechik is a famous comment that Rav Salvechik would make. I once discussed this with his son, Rav Chaim. He said, in America, we have Shabbos, but we don't have Erev Shabbos. The people are not makpid enough on the halachas of Erev Shabbos. You know, to be makpid on Erev Shabbos. He says, we have Shabbos, but we don't have Erev Shabbos. Okay, something to keep in mind. And Darkei Chaim V'Sholem in Yon Hanal, Darkei Chaim V'Sholem Munkach. And also he was Machpid. He says, "Sudas Sarayim Lokachala Shleim Viska Lachtach Bal De Chaticha Sasakim Mix Vachacha Shovra Vachilacha Achalu Shte Yodav Beli Achizus Sasakim Achal Tav Shalach." He has some borscht. Mixas Chaticha and some meat. Shaya Yom Uzman Kotzel Achal Velo Tav Midi. Amazing. Achatzil Shachas Kal Rak Sudas Sarayim and Iskam Bavad Sudas Erev Shabbos Kodesh Hashuv Gedol Mod. Shavuot Titin Mishir Hachal Shehishim Sudazol Aman the Hukal. Whereas he was makvid to have some food on Erev Shabbos. He felt it was very chashiv. He said then with the short days he would only have lunch. Only lunch. Okay. So he was mamayit b'achila on Erev Shabbos. Okay, so we're up to 45, Rabosai. Okay, so we did like 10 questions or so today. Okay. So Bez Hashem tomorrow, we're almost, we're getting there. Try to do at least 10 questions a day. Okay? So hopefully by the end of the week we'll finish and then we'll decide which day we should have official b'china and then we'll go on. Okay, let me thank everyone for coming early. I know it was a little out of the regular zman, but I have to go someplace. So let me say hello to everyone. Rabbi Yitzchak Carroll, Rabbi Yosef Katan, Binyam Averman, Rav Meir Kesselman, and Yair Noller, and Natan Bauer, Moshe Carroll, and Michael Ben Lolo, and Yehuda Shitris, and Avishai Samoan, and Avram Levitt. Okay, it's good to see you all. And Bez Hashem, tomorrow we should continue Bez Hashem Siyata Dishmaya.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, we'll have a good day.
Thank you.
Also.